Podcast 2. In this section, you will hear the story of a photograph of Albert Einstein taken by Art Sass. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
This is my game. Albert Einstein is my name. I was born in Germany, and I'm happy to be here in the land of the brave and the free. Yes, I'm happy to be here.
In 1951, Einstein was teaching at Princeton University. He enjoyed his classes and the opportunity to do research work. Einstein was a favorite of the students at the university. No wonder. He was patient, gentle, understanding, and witty. His students must have liked his appearance, too. Unlike other professors, he had long hair, wore a funny leather jacket, but no socks or tie. On the night of March 14, 1951, when this photo was taken, friends and colleagues came together to celebrate Albert Einstein's 72nd birthday. Many speeches were made, and Einstein was also given some nice presents. News photographers from big city newspapers were also there to cover the event. When his birthday celebration was over, Einstein was tired. A friend offered to drive him to his home, and they left the building together. As Einstein got into the car and sat in the back seat, the photographers ran there to take pictures. Art Sass, who took this famous photo, described what happened next. I let the other photographers take some pictures as I was waiting for my chance. I was only 4 feet away from the open door of the automobile. Einstein was looking the other way, talking to his friend, so I asked loudly, "Professor, would you smile for your birthday picture?" Einstein just turned around, stuck his tongue out at me, and I quickly made my shot. Half a dozen photographers were around me, and they saw what had happened. One of them told me, "Ask the professor to do it again," but the car with Einstein pulled away quickly. Strangely enough, the photographers told Sass that he shouldn't use this picture. Even at the newspaper headquarters, there was a debate whether to print the photo or not. Finally, the picture was accepted, and the public and press reaction was extremely good. Einstein himself sent a letter to the International News Photos asking for 9 prints, which he signed and gave to friends and acquaintances.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The world of science is my game. Albert Einstein is my name. I was born in Germany, and I'm happy to be here in the land of the brave and the free. Yes, I'm happy to be here.
In 1951, Einstein was teaching at Princeton University. He enjoyed his classes and the opportunity to do research work. Einstein was a favorite of the students at the university. No wonder. He was patient, gentle, understanding, and witty. His students must have liked his appearance, too. Unlike other professors, he had long hair, wore a funny leather jacket, but no socks or tie. On the night of March 14, 1951, when this photo was taken, Friends and colleagues came together to celebrate Albert Einstein's 72nd birthday. Many speeches were made, and Einstein was also given some nice presents. News photographers from big city newspapers were also there to cover the event. When his birthday celebration was over, Einstein was tired. A friend offered to drive him to his home, and they left the building together. As Einstein got into the car and sat in the back seat, the photographers ran there to take pictures. Art Sass, who took this famous photo, described what happened next. I let the other photographers take some pictures as I was waiting for my chance. I was only 4 feet away from the open door of the automobile. Einstein was looking the other way, talking to his friend, so I asked loudly, "Professor, would you smile for your birthday picture?" Einstein just turned around, stuck his tongue out at me, and I quickly made my shot. Half a dozen photographers were around me, and they saw what had happened. One of them told me, "Ask the professor to do it again," but the car with Einstein pulled away quickly. Strangely enough, the photographers told Sass that he shouldn't use this picture. Even at the newspaper headquarters, there was a debate whether to print the photo or not. Finally, the picture was accepted, and the public and press reaction was extremely good. Einstein himself sent a letter to the International News Photos asking for 9 prints, which he signed and gave to friends and acquaintances.